time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Now, do you just have coins that come in off the street, or do people just bring all kinds of odd stuff into Wright's Coin Shop?
Mostly coins, but we do get our share of odd things.
You said you liked my theory here about the Mayans.
Yes.
And the aliens.
Yes.
You're totally into the whole possibility, right?
I am into the possibility. I am intrigued.
So, can you think that right now of anything that's ever been brought into Wright's Coin Shop that may be a product of some Mayan weird connection like that? Somebody's dug up something, they found something odd.
Oh, that's a tough one, because I don't see everything that we buy.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Your dad keeps all that a secret from you, doesn't he?
Sometimes.
He's got the little Mayan stash.
He probably does.
You don't know about that. So, now, if you've heard about this, the frog, right?
This can't be good. The frog.
The jade frog?
Jade frog?
Yeah. According to one of the very, you know, old, distant Native American legends, apparently some of the, supposedly the Cherokee, they had a jade frog that they kept in a cave around here. And that was their big treasure trove. That was their treasury. And when the conquistadors came through, they hid the jade frog somewhere, presumably another cave, and they put a curse upon it, of course. And I have been told that starting in the 1960s, there were two different, completely separate archaeologists who went out to find the jade frog, and both of them died mysteriously in the process, or vanished.
I'm thinking they found the frog.
Well, if the curse worked, maybe they got too close.
Yes.
So if one day, now that you know this, now you've been refreshed on this.
Right.
A big jade frog came walking in the door. Well, not literally.
Right.
Somebody brings a jade frog into Wright's
Right.
shop. How would you handle that?
Take that thing outside. It's cursed.
Would you?
Well, maybe not, but I probably should.
Well, have you ever had any object at the shop that may be cursed?
Yeah, I think we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did. We had so many problems with it. I think finally we had to destroy it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say what it was?
Oh, it was like this jewel encrusted box.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to talk with the guys about it. I can't remember all the specifics, but just everything, at every turn, it was nothing but bad luck.
Hmm. Weird. Maybe that was connected to the ancient ones.
Mm.
So, people who listen to the show, they know all about you. They know about Wright's Coin Shop.
They come to see me.
How can people come to visit you there?
Come to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And if you get on 40... what exit is that?
It's exit 51.
Exit 51.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your hours this time of year?
We are open 10:30 until 5:30, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
We're closed on the weekends.
Did you used to be open on different hours, or has it always been 10:30 to 5:30?
It's always been 10:30 to 5:30.
Okay. So now, for people who are out of town and just want to call you and either deal with you long distance or just check in on, you know, your status, what you guys have in stock, what's
mm-hmm.
your phone number there?
828-298-5402.
828-298-5402. Okay. Wright's Coin Shop. Now that we've put the vibe out there. We put the thought form out there. I think something crazy is going to come walking in the door of Wright's Coin Shop.
I hope so.
Maybe the Jade Frog, and what'd be even wilder is it's probably going to be somebody who has no idea what the story of the Jade Frog is. And, but they're going to walk up to you, and you're going to look at it, and there's going to be this dramatic music in the background. Like, dun, 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 and the lights will dim, and you'll be like, oh, yes, I know the story.
The Jade Frog. Yes. Yep.
And they're just going to say, take it.
Take it.
And flee. Like some kind of Pee Wee Herman movie. Well, Shelley, I know that, you know, you get to go into work kind of late. 10:30, right? That's when the doors open.
That's when the doors open. There's a lot of stuff that has to be done behind the scenes before we can open.
You ever stay up late at night watching porn?
No. No, can't say I do.
Why not?
Well, because I'm a girl. I don't really enjoy porn.
Well, you know, it is the dark 30 hour.
Right.
When we dig into more controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. And so now, I have a story here about porn, and it does kind of make me question the extent to which men watch porn versus women. So now, do you remember how old you were when you first saw something pornographic?
I don't remember.
Was it Pornocchio? My favorite Disney film? That's a real movie, I've heard. I've never seen Pornocchio, but I have heard that is a real film. And I can imagine what, you know, lie to me, baby, lie to me, you know. Well, so you don't remember how old you were. Do you remember how old you were when you first saw porn, Forrest? I was middle school age.
I was probably about, like, 8th, 9th grade.
Yeah, so you were in that transitory from middle to high school.
Yes.
Kind of. Well, see, this is a little bit... I don't know, maybe it's not that surprising at all. Here's a study that's come out here. It was published in the UK, but it's a study that is from the Montreal University in Canada. Apparently some professors there decided to start doing research into the connection between men and porn. How do you even pitch that sort of thing to the board at your university, right?
Well, I have come up with a special theory. We are going to look at the pornographic connection.
So, they said they wanted to know what impact that pornography has on a young man as he grows up. And so, they were going to start with a control group of men who were in their 20s who had never seen porn, and compare that to how guys turned out in their 20s who had seen porn. Turns out the whole thing has been shut down. They've diffused it. They've canceled the whole project. Do you know why?
Why?
They couldn't find one guy under 20 who hadn't seen porn.
All right. That's not surprising.
It says, quote, "We couldn't find any at all," end quote. The study was impossible because there's no control group. So they said that they found on average that heterosexual men first glimpsed porn at the age of 10. And I think if you have to lower the bar down to that age range, well, that, ethically, you're not even going to be able to dig into this, right?
Right.
No, it's so they just found that this was a can of worms. But it's kind of interesting, though, to think about the fact that there are certain studies that just cannot be done. Of all the wacky things that crazy scientists, mad scientists, Nazis and stuff have done, there are some things that still just cannot be done. And, however, I mean, they do have some stats here that they came up with, just like the one I gave you. And another one here is they say that single men look at porn on an average for 40 minutes for 3 times a week. And that those with a partner look at porn for 20 minutes twice a week. I don't know how marriage ties into that, but if you watch Louis C.K., he would say it shoots way up when you're married. but, well, here's something that you might find intriguing. There is one area of the country that watches more porn than any other. Anybody want to take a bet on that area?
Utah.
Now, why do you say that?
Mormons.
Well, what is the Mormon connection between watching more porn?
I think there might be nothing as Mormons itself, but it's like more taboo in that part of the country. Therefore, it's more tempting almost.
So you think Mitt Romney is just eat up with porn videos?
Probably.
It's kind of hard to envision that, isn't it? The Mitt Romney, but no, of course not. He's a robot. He has no emotions, right?
Aww.
It's okay. He's not running anymore. Shelley, what's your guess? Where do you think that most of the porn is watched?
Alaska.
That's a good guess. Now, why do you say Alaska?
Well, I'm thinking it's cold and there aren't as many women.
It's too cold to get naked and they're really used to rubbing sticks together to start fires.
Ooh.
Well, we're going to take a break here in a second. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the answer to this. And those of you who are listening who actually care, you know, place your bets with each other amongst yourselves on this one at this point. But I will give you a hint, and this is a pretty strong hint. Hotels that provide porn for pay-per-view type stuff, they say that the amount of porn that is ordered over a period of, say, a long weekend, dramatically increases when there is something like a political function going on in town. Whether they're, you know, it's one of these nomination committees or whatever, skyrockets. So, bear that in mind. I'll tell you the answer when we come back. You're listening to the hour of the show when we talk about some of the more, outrageous, controversial, often sordid and seedy material. That's why we do it late at night. This is the show where the unusual becomes usual. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. As you stand. Stranger.
I'm Joshua P. Warren. Dark 30 is the hour of the program here late at night when we read to you some of the news that you might not hear so much about in the mainstream media. More outrageous and controversial, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, often more sordid and seedy. So if you are easily offended or if there are children nearby, tune back in at the top of the next hour, and we'll just get dirty and go to hell in the meantime, right? We'll just keep digging that hole deeper and deeper for ourselves. But somebody's got to do it. And let me also remind everybody, when the winter time comes, it's ghost hunting time. And we're not talking about ghost tours. Ghost tours are outdoors often, and that can be a little uncomfortable. So we have indoor ghost hunting activities planned for you this winter. If you're going to be in town, you should do it. If you live here already, you should definitely do it. Duh! Go to hauntedashville.com and look at the ghost hunts we have. There are a number of locations to choose from, and you can read all about them and determine what's best for you and yours. And we'll try to set up something really fun for you that you'll never forget. Again, go to hauntedashville.com. Because we're in Asheville, North Carolina, which is, by the way, not the top porn-watching region. Imagine that. Even though I live here, I can't explain that.
I can't explain
that. I figured between, I myself would push the stats.
Between you and I.
We'd push that bar right over the edge.
And Shelley.
Well, I don't know. She says she's too proper for that. Right, Shelley?
Yeah, it must be something like that.
Okay, so I gave a hint that when there are political conventions, the numbers go way up. So what did you guys take from the hint?
I got Vegas.
Far says Vegas. Shelley?
I thought Vegas, too.
Hmm. Turns out, according to BuzzFeed, the latest stats reflect, based upon how many porn videos are actually being streamed and watched, that the number one top porn-watching region of the United States of America is Washington, D.C.
Good thing we didn't put up money. Washington, D.C.
Where all the politicians hang out.
Well, are you really surprised?
It seems so obvious once you hear it, doesn't it?
It does.
Because, you know, there was a time when these politicians, with all their charisma and their networking skills, could go out and have affairs. I mean, they say that George Washington was quite popular with the ladies. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Even though he's the father of the country, he may be the father of other things that we don't even know about for sure. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of accounts of him going to balls and dancing with several different women over the night. And saying, you know, then, you know, one or two of them would vanish.
Stuff he could get away with before the internet and communication started moving so fast.
That's right. He was quite, well, the thing, tall, he's the general, he's powerful.
And when he shows up at balls all the time.
And that helps tremendously when that's a part of your networking.
Yeah.
And so, you got, of course, even, you know, look at Kennedy. Everybody loves Kennedy. He was a real hound dog, they say. Thomas Jefferson, you know, he had relationships with his slaves, they say, that were frowned upon. But nowadays, we live in the world of Big Brother, where there are cameras everywhere. And you know, the irony is that a lot of these politicians who have helped to create this Big Brother state, this police-type state where there's cameras and everything's documented, they now have trapped themselves in their little dirty hotel rooms watching porn. They can't go out and have real affairs anymore. They got to watch porn on their computer like some teenager.
I don't feel a bit sorry for him. Not a bit.
Just desserts, politicians.
Well, I mean, you have like people like John Edwards who's running from the media in hotel rooms.
And videotaping what he does.
Yes.
Unbelievable. I mean, to me, and again, I don't want to get too political here, but I think it's okay when you're talking about how scummy they are. Regardless of how one feels about a guy like John Edwards, if you're dumb enough to videotape yourself doing that while you're running for president, that alone should disqualify you. Doesn't matter, you know, what side of the football game you're on here. It's just unbelievable that the way that, you know, one bit of media, it hits the net and it's gone. It's out, the genie is out of the bottle. There is no putting it back in. So yes, D.C. is where you have most of the porn watching going on. They say that this more than doubles the amount of videos being watched in the second and third. They say that Maryland is up there, as well as Virginia, which makes sense. You know, that's basically D.C. It's the same area. And they note that aside from Hawaii, those in the Northeast apparently watch the most, with Massachusetts and New York among the top aficionados. Now, okay, I can still get Massachusetts and New York. It's all part of the same pathway of politics. But Hawaii? You think Hawaii, you know, that's paradise for people, isn't it?
I would think.
Yeah, they have luau's. They get lays around their neck, right? Isn't that, you get laid in Hawaii, isn't that what they call that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You get laid out there. The moment you step off the plane, you get laid by a woman with the wreath or whatever. We're not being dirty here.
No.
That's what it's called. She puts a lay around your neck and you get, well, anyway. So why would Hawaii be on that list?
I do not know.
That's odd to me. Okay. Of course, I think it's better, obviously, for a guy to do that than to go out and stalk a woman. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Shelley? But how often do you think it's the other way around and a woman stalks a man?
I could see that happening.
Yeah. There are some crazy women out there.
There are some crazy women.
We have our stalkers, don't we, Forrest?
Yeah.
And sometimes we might, unfortunately, lead them on a little bit, and then it gets really bad, doesn't it? We're just trying to be nice.
We are. Trying to do our public relations job, talk to all the people out there.
That's right.
And, you know.
Well, listen to this story from Los Angeles. A 34-year-old woman there, she went to the police and told them that she was being stalked. And she said that her former boyfriend, now here's how this worked out. The woman goes to cops. She shows them a bunch of texts. And she says, oh, it's probably this other, you know, former boyfriend of mine. So the cops look into this. They talk to the boyfriend. They start looking into all the evidence. And they realize that the woman was sending these texts to herself. So they have now charged this woman with stalking herself.
Ooh, okay.
That's a new low in self-esteem, huh? At least we have real stalkers. We don't stalk ourselves. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're not going to mess around anymore. We're going straight to Florida. I have a story here, and the headline has two words in it. Wedgie Bandit. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Je vais prendre ta douleur.
Than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Is I'm gonna hit a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday inn. You see, if your girl starts acting up, then you take your friend. I'm not the cheer.
The Dark 30 Hour. That's what we call the hour of the show here late at night when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial news. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So turn off the radio if you are associated with those scenarios. I am Joshua P. Warren. This program is called Speaking of Strange. Before we get to this next story, have you heard of the wishing machine? It's a box that makes your dreams come true. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Well, before you make up your mind on how you feel, go watch the video that's currently posted at joshuapwarren.com. There was no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. And right now you're going to see this really silly-looking picture of me with a bunch of crazy gear on my head. Have you seen it yet, Forrest?
I have not.
And it reminds me of some kind of Rick Moranis-type garb. But click on that and see where it takes you. Or you might just watch the video underneath it. But it's a well-produced video, and you can learn about the wishing machine and how that it is a radionics device that actually will help anything you want to manifest, manifest. And that's one of the great things about this program. You know, we can let you know about all these odd things. If you're interested in advertising on this show, contact us. Let us know what you have to offer, and we'll see what we can work out for you. You can email me through joshuapwarren.com or speakingofstrange.com. And that's what keeps us on the air. Here is a story from Florida. Boy, we had enough Florida stories last week, didn't we? Okay, so imagine this. This woman said... Okay. The woman one comes up after this. Here's what happened in Florida. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Too many weird stories. In Florida, a wedgie bandit is in trouble. They say here, the guy has been arrested after running around and giving wedgies to a series of victims outside. Can't you just see this playing out in your head?
Yes.
As I read it? To a series of victims outside a Florida movie theater. The guy, who was 18, was busted after a male victim, 20, was the first one to go to cops and say he grabbed him, quote, by the back of his pants and pulled him up hard, end quote. I think that's what a wedgie is. Investigators reported he gave wedgies to several other victims, but they, quote, were too embarrassed to pursue charges, end quote. And also, in each instance, quote, he was filming the crime with a camera, end quote.
What?
I wouldn't have been going to the police over that. I'd have found the guy and just beat him up.
Well, the deputies say that they, you know, this guy is, quote, known to create situations in order to harass and annoy people while filming it and then putting it on YouTube.
He's so like a Tom Green type wannabe.
Yeah. Tom Green jackass.
Teenager.
Or he's just a plain jackass.
Yeah.
So they say that this guy has, on his YouTube page, dozens of videos showing him accosting pedestrians, running around while only wearing an adult diaper, and antagonizing beachgoers. And his most popular video has about 670,000 views. So it's probably a good thing they didn't give his name out, because if they had, then he would love this story. This would just be free advertising for his YouTube channel. People will probably figure it out.
Probably.
But he was freed after posting a $750 bond. Have you ever gotten a wedgie?
No.
I don't think I have, but I know what it feels like going down a water slide. It's probably very similar to that. Forrest, you look like you may have gotten one.
Oh, yeah. I had brothers growing up.
You had a brother. See, I didn't have a brother. But you had a brother, Shelley.
I had a brother, but there was no wedgie. Yeah.
Have you ever given one?
No.
Yeah, I've never done that either. Sounds like a guy who has quite a future ahead of him. Here is a story from Spokane, Washington. A couple in Washington State woke up at about 6:41 on a Sunday morning because the dog was barking like crazy. And they heard some noises, and they realized that a man was trying to break into their home. So apparently they, you know, ran to confront whoever was coming into the home. And at that point, he turned and ran away. What he didn't know, this burglar, is that they had a video surveillance system. So they went back and they watched the video, and the couple said, quote, "We were just shocked when we first found the image. It was shocking. There was actually somebody there with their pants around their ankles," end quote. This guy was pantsless. As he's breaking in, wouldn't you at least wait till you're done breaking in to pull your pants down if that's part of the plan, right?
Yeah.
Says the man was totally exposed from the waist down. He quickly ran off and got into an unknown car. I don't know how quickly you run off with your pants around your ankles. That must have been quite of an endeavor.
Fall as you're running.
So, but the husband decided to, I'm not sure if I understand this correctly. It says the guy decided to follow the man's tracks, okay, to see where else he'd been. Okay, so I guess the guy was leaving footprints. It says, quote, "Basically he was doing a zigzag through the whole neighborhood, all the way down," end quote. must have approached at least 20 homes. They say the suspect is described as a white man in his 20s, about 5'8" to 5'10", and thin built. He was last seen wearing a two-tone jacket, dark pants around his ankles, and a stocking cap with a fuzzy ball on top. If you have seen that man, if you've seen a man with his pants around his ankles and a fuzzy ball on his head, contact authorities immediately. I should be the new host of America's Most Wanted. If you see this culprit, this thug, with his pants down, be sure to contact us. It's a dead giveaway. He's our man.
Well, he's probably ditched the ball by now.
And maybe even pulled his pants up a little, so we'll never find him. We'll never get him. Darn it. We missed our window.
Fuzzy ball cap somewhere in, like, some neighbor's garbage.
And it'll be in a museum. Dun-dun-dun. Unsolved mystery. One night, a man wearing this fuzzy ball on his head pulled his pants down.
Yeah.
We'll do our best. What's his name? The
guy. Robert Stack.
Robert Stack impression. oh my goodness. Well, we're coming up on another break here soon, but listen to this. This is from New York City. They say that on her very last day of work at a restaurant, one of the waitresses decided to strip down to nothing but fishnet stockings and continue her job as if everything were normal, except she had the words "peace out" written on her bare back. I actually have a photograph of her here. And they say, amazingly enough, the crowd at the restaurant didn't seem to blink an eye. This woman continued her duties completely naked all day. One witness shrugged, quote, "We didn't think it was a big deal. This is New York City. Seeing naked people somewhere is normal," end quote.
Ew.
I don't know about that. I spent some time in New York. I guess I wasn't on the right side of town.
I guess not.
You got to go into the village for that.
When we come back, the last three stories I have saved for you, bottom of the pile for this week. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual, and it is called Speaking of Strange.
You doing? Cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's weighed down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, lady, oh, how I like to pump thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to pump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm funky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with it. Straight gangster Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the broom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' dance, and I even got my own dance. Come on, come on, do the Humpty Hump. Check it out, y'all.
We are in the final minutes of tonight's program. It's called Speaking of Strange. I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is the Dark 30 Hour. The hour when we talk about some of the more controversial and outrageous material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we do it late at night, so turn off the radio if it's not appropriate for your ears. at all the ears around you. But remember, even though you can hear us here, and we hope that you'll listen to us as we do our broadcasts on Saturday nights, 9 p.m. till midnight East Coast time, we also post our podcasts up at speakingofstrange.com. And it's a lot more fun to listen to the show along with us on a Saturday. But regardless, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll see the link to the podcast there. Download them as MP3s. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to register. It's all free. It's as simple as it gets. Just click download wherever you want it to go, and you can put it on your cell phone, your desktop, and take the show with you and enjoy it at your leisure. Speakingofstrange.com. Well, they say that Swedish news is hardcore, because while a TV news anchor reported a segment to a national audience, suddenly porn mistakenly began airing in the background for a full 10 minutes. 10 minutes of hardcore porn. TV management eventually pulled the plug. After 10 minutes, it took them to pull the plug, explaining that the station is owned by a company that also broadcasts adult films on other channels. And there must have been a computer mix-up there. And they were trying to figure out if it was actually showing up for the viewers. So they say that this is easily the most watched TV channel in Sweden among the main target group. And now they think those numbers might grow even more. You know, you read those stories, but I've never seen it in this country. I've never seen that happen. I've heard that it can happen. You ever seen that, Shelley?
No.
Never?
Nope.
Only in D.C.?
Only in D.C.
That could happen there, I think.
A lot.
It sounds like it. I have to ask C. Eric Scott about that. In the U.K., a woman was at a pub, and it said that she went to the pub's beer garden when a, quote, mosquito nipped me on my boob. Says, I hardly felt it, but the bite grew. Within weeks, it had quadrupled in size. It looked more like a bullet wound. I later woke up in agony and was rushed to the hospital where doctors prodded the bite. Pus seeped down my side. There was a gaping hole. Turns out she had fake breasts, and there was some reaction between the mosquito bite and the fake breast. They say that basically her boob exploded, since they got a pint of poison out of it, out of the mosquito bite wound. And after that, you know, she said it was just a mess. They had to just go in and start from scratch, rebuild everything again over a mosquito bite.
Ew.
Never heard about that kind of a reaction before.
No, oof.
I've heard of other strange things happening to, you know, women. What was the story we had a while back about a woman? She got, her boob exploded somehow.
Was it on the airline, maybe? No, it's like...
A depressurized chamber. No, I think she was, it was like 4th of July or something, and somebody like shot a bottle rocket at her and boom. Something along those lines. Because that's what, the noise it makes. Yeah, just boom. It busted, all right. Now we know where the term comes from. And lastly tonight, one from Kentucky. It's one of those stories that kind of just makes you cringe a little bit, I think. Woman here, 29 years old. We know it's not uncommon for women to smuggle things in their private part. It seems like the logical thing to do, right? But this 29-year-old woman who burglarized a Louisville, Kentucky home is now facing further charges after they found that she was hiding a cluster of hypodermic needles inside of that part of her body. Yeah. A cluster.
Cluster.
They say there was drug residue, and they're calling it a portable hide a key or something along those lines. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And barring a ball game, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded! I like to see